Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 1st, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Son Willie, I have not much courage to write to you, for I know if you are on the steamer, you will not get it, and where you are, I cannot tell. If you are in America, this will reach you, probably, in Oakland, California. If you are there, I wish that you would bring me my volumes of Barnes Notes. I believe there are 5 volumes, large size, a book by Horace Mann, and any old Bibles you may find of mine. In regard to any of my furniture, you may do as you please in bringing it, if you think it could be transported without much expense. My books you could put in the goods, if I have any to be brought. If you think best, you could bring my sofa stored in Healdsburg. I have a bed lounge in St. Helena, but I will leave all this to your judgment. Do just as you please with those things. We had 2 more students come to the school yesterday. Brother Sho came with his son and his daughter and leaves them in the school. It would have surprised you to see the congregation out on Sabbath. The upper story of the dining room, our meeting room, was full, and I spoke to them with freedom. The Lord's blessings seem to be in our midst. There are now 75 pupils, including the primary school. I do hope you will arrive before this first term of school closes. We have had most earnest work to do in order to bring 2 young men, Judd and Jones, into order, but they may make something yet. Jones is from Sydney. His mother is a teacher, and this, her only boy, has been left without discipline or restraint, but he has been a wild chap. Although he is a man grown, he is a boy in understanding. We feel deeply earnest that these young men shall reform and come under discipline. They are certainly improving, because they have the matter laid plainly before them. It is quiet, gentlemanly behavior or dismissal. We hope that there will be no dismissals. Brother and Sister Haskell and Professor Hughes and his wife are all doing good work. This first term is the most trying, because all the wild, untamable elements have to understand that they cannot do just as they please, that they must come under control. I have had much of the burden of this upon me, and I have presented before them that nothing can be tolerated like forming attachments, courting, or being in the society girls with boys. This we could not have. We have a much larger number at the school than we expected would be here. Brother and Sister Haskell are doing important work. She is matron and fills the bill nicely, besides teaching Bible lessons. All enjoy her lessons much. Brother Haskell's lessons are good and are much enjoyed. He shows he has plowed deep in the Scriptures to find the hidden treasures of truth. Brother Sho is most desirous that his children shall be benefited with the Bible studies to be qualified to become workers in the cause of God. He detained me from my writing more than 1 hour to converse with me. He leaves this morning. He has expressed a strong desire that his children might be in my family, but I cannot consent to any such thing. I have plenty of cares upon me, and wish I had less. May is keeping house now in the new building. Everything is convenient. She has slept here for the past week, and this week, to make sure the plastering is dry. This must go this morning. I am writing while others are eating. I have had hope that Edson and Emma might come back with you. The light given me so many years back was that yourself, Edson, and your mother could, in getting out books, do a good work. That Edson, if he would consecrate his heart to God, would use his talent in a conception of the Word of God that would do much good. Satan has worked to hinder this, but I have thought it might yet be brought about. May and the children are well. They will probably sleep in their own home tonight, but the school problem is the one the most difficult to settle. In regard to the vacation, I am sure the primary department should have but short vacation. In regard to whether it is wisdom to have the school continue for some students through vacation is yet to be considered. I must close. Mother.